Welcome to another in our series of musical appreciation. And this musical appreciation session will be focusing on the reggae king, Mr. Bob Marley. And as you know, he originated from Jamaica and he was born in 1945. And interestingly, he died in 1981 at the age of 36. He also received the United Nations Peace Medal of the Third World in 1978. He was also posthumously inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1994, and the BBC proclaimed Marley's One Love as Song of the Millennium. And in 2001, Marley was awarded a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Grammys. So without any further ado, why don't we just enjoy One Love? Nestor Robert Marley was born on February the 6th, 1945, in St. Anne Parish, Jamaica. His father was a white British naval captain who was nearly 60 at the time. His mother, Cadella, was an 18-year-old country village girl. Because of his mixed racial makeup, Bob was bullied and nicknamed White Boy by his neighbors. However, he later said the experience helped him develop his philosophy. "I'm not on the white man's side or on the black man's side," he said. "I'm on God's side." Thank you.
day rabbi, sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Ooh, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs. All I ever have, redemption songs. These songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
When Bob Marley was a small child, he seemed to have a knack for spooking people by successfully predicting their futures by reading their palms. At seven, after a year spent living in the ghettos of Kingston, he returned to his rural village and declared that his new destiny was to become a singer. From then on, he refused all requests to read palms. But by his early teens, Bob Marley was living in Kingston's trench town, a desperately poor slum. He and his friends Bunny Livingston and Peter Tosh spent a lot of time listening to rhythm and blues on American radio stations. They named their band the Wailing Wailers because they were ghetto sufferers. As practicing Rastafarians, they grew their hair in dreadlocks and smoked ganja, marijuana, because they believed it to be a sacred herb that brought enlightenment.
Thank you. up this morning, smile with the rising sun. Three little birds beat by my doorstep, singing sweet songs of melodies pure and true, saying,
this is my message to you, boo-boo.
Singing, don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing is gonna be alright.
Then it was time for international stardom. The Wailers recorded for small Jamaican labels throughout the 60s, during which time ska became the hot sound. Bob Marley's lyrics took a more spiritual turn, and Jamaican music itself was changing from the bouncy ska beat to the more sensual rhythms of rocksteady. When the group signed with Island Records in the 70s, they became popular with the international audiences.
Thank you.
Livingston, that's Bunny Livingston and Peter Tosh, left for solo careers. Marley hired a new band and took center stage as singer, songwriter, and rhythm guitarist. He produced a string of politically charged albums that reflected the keen social consciousness that came to define his lyrics. He wrote about the soaring unemployment, rationed food supplies, and pervasive political violence he saw in Jamaica, which transformed him into an influential cultural icon. In 1976, 2 days before he was set to play a free Smile Jamaica concert aimed at reducing tensions between warring political factions, unknown gunmen attacked him and his entourage in his home in Jamaica. Though bullets grazed Bob Marley and his wife, they electrified a crowd of 80,000 people when they both took to the stage with the Wailers. The gesture of defiant survival heightened his legend and further galvanized his political outlook, resulting in the most militant albums of his career.
I shot the sheriff.
his wife Rita, who he married at 21 years of age, and she was a school teacher at the time, and he stayed married to her until his death. He adopted her daughter, and they had 4 children together during their marriage. Molly also had at least 8 more children with 8 different women. And there are rumors that several other unclaimed children are around, but those, you know, named officially are Imani, Sharon, Cadella, David, Stephen, Robbie, Rowan, Karen, Stephanie, Julian, Kaimani, Damien, and Madeka. So it's about 12 or 13 children that he was responsible for at some point or another.
Oh,
As global endorsements go, it certainly seems like a perfect fit. Under the label Marley Natural, the reggae icon is poised to become the face of the world's first global marijuana brand. Marley's family has joined with private equity firm Privateer Holdings to develop products from the heirloom Jamaican cannabis strains, which are the very same Marley reportedly enjoyed. The company will also sell creams, lotions, and other accessories. Marley's daughter, Cadella, said an official Marley marijuana brand would be an authentic way to honor his legacy by adding his voice to the conversation about cannabis and helping end the social harms caused by prohibition. My dad, she said, would be so happy to see people understanding the healing power of the herb. November 2014, Forbes magazine listed Marley as the fifth on the list of the highest earning dead celebrities. With the release of Marley Natural Fine Cannabis, Marley's estate can expect to rocket up the earnings list in the future. In recent years, the Marley family has also licensed brands of coffee, audio equipment, and lifestyle goods, while t-shirts bearing Marley's likeness have become almost ubiquitous. Marley's estate also recently launched Marley Apparel, a lifestyle clothing line designed by Bob's eldest daughter, Cadella Marley. In addition, Marley has sold more than 75 million albums in the past two decades. Legend, a retrospective of his work, is the best-selling reggae album ever. More than 12 million copies have been sold internationally, and several thousand new units are still sold every week. Marley died of cancer on May the 11th, 1981, in Miami. His body was flown back to Jamaica to be buried, and in one day, 40,000 people filed past his coffin as his body lay in state in Jamaica's National Arena. Thank you very much for listening to this short show about Bob Marley, and look out for some other shows in the near future. There will be various other kinds of musical appreciation chats. Thank you so much for listening.